Slowly but surely, we're seeing progress on trade deals. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Over the past few weeks, Trump has been making big progress on trade.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa says that the White House has announced many deals recently.
The White House announced deals with Vietnam, the Philippines, Indonesia. And one of the biggest moves so far, the Trump overcame a long-standing non-tariff barrier by opening Australian beef markets to U.S. producers.
He says that this represents two important facts.
One, the United States has the safest food supply in the world, and we already have the gold standard on regulatory process for our foods. And number two, Trump is delivering what others couldn't, removing barriers that have been entrenched for decades.
Grassley says that another piece of good news is...
Trump struck an agreement with the EU Commission president. The agreement includes a 15% base tariff on products coming from the European Union, as well as direct investments and direct energy purchases into the United States. Right now, we don't have all the details about the agricultural provisions in these agreements, but I'm hopeful the president and his advisors will work to get similar wins in Europe as we saw in Australia.
And yes, we are still talking about a farm bill. And no, there has been no progress made on one yet. But with the look of the legislative calendar and how the rest of the year looks, what are the chances that we get a farm bill done by the end of the year?
Well, look at the calendar. I don't know how much will be in session in August, but if we're in session in August, it's going to be all nominations. So then you have 1 week off in the middle of September because of the two Jewish holidays. Then you have a week off in October because of Columbus Day. Then you have a week off the same week that Veterans Day is. Then a week off for Thanksgiving. And then 10 days at Christmas. There's not a whole lot of time left. So I'm beginning to look at that calendar and think I can be more honest if I tell you there's going to be a five-year farm bill early next year. Hopefully, if we get it done this year, but I don't see the president or the chairman of the committee working in that direction. In the House, the chairman of the committee wants to get a bill out of committee in September.
And we've also been hearing a lot about the USDA making some changes and doing some reorganization. And Senator Grassley says,
in regard to moving people out, I don't find fault with that. I don't think that it's as big of a deal with agriculture as it might be with other departments because most every county in the United States has an FSA office where farmers or the USDA is already close to the farmers.
And again, that's Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa giving us an update on his weekly ag call. And stay tuned for more next week when we visit with him again. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.